Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of part of being a sports fan is welling up disdain for probably unfair reasons, but good God, what the San Antonio Spurs unleashed last night is going to be a monster of Nick mania coming from 29 down to win game four last night. And it was a dramatic game. I mean, it was an unbelievable game, but man, am I mad at the Spurs. I don't know that I will ever forgive them. I already was annoyed by all their lottery luck. I don't know if I can forgive them for this. This might be a deal breaker in, as far as me and the Spurs organization the rest of my life. There's a great – I'm looking at the feedback coming in. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. There's a great feedback we got here from a listener named Scott that said, in life, I'm personally trying to be less resentful. It's not working. And it may, like, it's probably a good place to be less resentful, but – my God. Let's go to Murray in Oak Park. You're on 97.1. Hello, Murray.
Guys, how you doing?
Okay.
I'm so disappointed with the way the NBA is handling things. It sounds like it's all predestinated. The flopping
like
rule.
What?
They're deciding how it's going to finish.
Well, how do they decide that San Antonio was going to go ice cold and play the way they did in the second half? Or how do they decide that San Antonio was going to be red hot in the first half and build up a 29-point lead?
Well, the flopping rule can add to that.
Do you think that's what happened last night?
I'm sure it had something to do with the score. Do they have a bona fide legal document that says that there's flopping in the NBA?
Is there a bona fide legal document? First of all, I hope so. I love the theory that there might be a bona fide legal document that confirms
it. If they don't enforce it, how is it a flopping?
Well, you're right. They need to start enforcing it, and I think Adam Silver needs to address the problem. But I'll say this, and I didn't expect us to get a flopping call coming out of last night's game. I will tell you this. You are not alone in believing that the NBA has this whole thing scripted out. I think the NBA would prefer it to go seven games and have the Knicks win in seven. But
was last night something where you think the NBA turned
I'm
things
not
around?
Sure. The only thing they could do is whistle the game differently and give the Knicks the benefit of the doubt in the comeback. That's the only part of that could have been scripted or manipulated by the league.
Otherwise, it'd be blatant point shaving by San Antonio. And if you thought that's what happened last night, then I guess, okay. I mean, there were some strange things.
Let's just say the Spurs contributed more to that than I think the league possibly could have, because the Spurs aren't going to be compliant. Oh, you want to let the Knicks back in the game? Sure, we'll help with that. No, that's the last thing.
YOLO.
But I mean, it did feel like early three-pointers. The numbers on the Spurs, they went 14 of 16 from their three.
Weed.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. And then they went, wow.
Welcome to Detroit.
Contact buzz incoming. They went 14 of 16 from three and then went 3 of 17 after that.
3 of 17?
3 of 17.
That's not good.
No. 248-539-9797. Murray, thanks for the call. Unnamed texter, at the beginning of this series, I kind of wanted the Knicks to win because it's been forever since they won a title. But after seeing Knicks fans in the street attacking Spurs fans, shows me exactly why they don't deserve one. I'm not a big fan of painting fan bases with one giant brush, that they're all the same. And that I like to think there'd be great Knicks fans out there that have suffered through the years that you can sort of sympathize with. I really need to meet some of those people before I get into a very dark place.
I understand.
You guys made me hate the Spurs, so I've been rooting for the Knicks. Now I'm conflicted. Thanks, guys. Well, look, I've gone from finding the Spurs' luck in the lottery to be annoying to a flat-out point where they've unleashed a beast. And for that, I don't know if I will ever forgive them.
Well, I've turned on Wembanyama. I don't don't like what I've seen from him. He's a foul-baiting guy right now. He's young, and he's got a chance to grow for sure, but he's frustrated by the way the Knicks are guarding him, and now he's being more demonstrative and more dramatic, and I just don't like it. I find it really odd and strange that the guy is 7'5" and can just own the rim area, you know, doesn't really rebound all that well. Although he had 13 rebounds last night. That's great. But I don't know how many times he's had double-digit rebounds in this series or even going back to the last round. I'm getting frustrated as a fan watching, and I don't like the Knicks, and I'm blaming this guy for letting the Knicks do what they're doing. I should love Victor Wembanyama, I think, and yet I do not. I can respect his Hydra ability on defense, but I don't like what I'm seeing offensively.
Kang, how you feel about Wemby?
I think, Gator, you might be mad at Wemby because they're blowing the series. You know what I mean? I can respect that. I actually like Wemby as a whole because I think I've said it before. The guy came into the league and he wanted to try right away. When everyone else wanted to dog it, especially in the All-Star game, he brought it and forced other players to try. With Wemby, he is super young and he's still learning and growing. And the whole Spurs team, honestly, is super young. And that's why they've made some of these horrific mental mistakes at end of games where they should have won. So I understand what you're saying, but I'm giving him a lot of grace just because of how young he is. He's not even from this country. I think he will get better. A lot of guys fall down in the league now. It is just the way it is. I mean, Joel Embiid won an MVP, and all he did was, like, hit the ground. And he's 7'1", you know, like 270 pounds. So Wemby's a stick out there. And I think a lot of falling down for him, Gator, is avoiding injury. Because if he doesn't fall down the right way, he could be done for this season, for a career, the way his body is
built.
Yeah, maybe. You know? I've had enough of the baby giraffe. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Imagine, and then put him on ice, essentially, with all these like athletic guys that are way smaller than him, running around him. Alvarado tried to take a one-legged takedown on him yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. Like, that was ridiculous. So he's going to hit the ground probably more than you would like, but I think he's such a weird body frame that it's going to happen.
Is it a weird body frame?
Do they call him an alien for a reason?
Unnamed Texter says, I agree 100% with Kang. The Knicks fans and all the celebs, it's making me sick. I usually don't care about basketball unless it's the Pistons, but go Spurs.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to watch a Seinfeld rerun. I don't want to see a Sandler movie. I'm not going to watch, CSI of any kind. And I'm already out on Taylor Swift anyway, so it's annoying as hell. Like, let's go to a crowd shot. Instead of showing, average Joe fan, they're going to have to focus on the front row, celebrity row.
Let me ask you a question. If one of those celebrities, because there's one there that I very much love his work. I mean, love his work. And I know that he would schedule shooting around Knicks games forever. Mm. Is that guy going to get some break because he's been there? He seems to be very authentic.
Look, I get that they can be fans, and I just – are you talking about Ben Stiller?
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Ben Stiller.
I like Ben Stiller, and I want to like Ben Stiller, but here's what I want. I want them not to show Ben Stiller. Focus more on Spike Lee, and I can continue. But Spike Lee's the same thing.
Spike's
he's a massive.
Been there. He's been there forever.
He's been there, and he's done that. But also, but Spike Lee also thinks he's part of the team and goes on the court and all that. And if you were an average Joe fan who spent $15,000 in that seat and you try to do the same thing, you'd get tackled to the hard
right.
Hard foot, you know?
Okay, let's let the people in on a secret. Because we're going to have a very important rock, paper, scissors match right now. Where we broadcast from, we're probably a quarter mile from the closest restroom. And we both got to go.
Do you think it's possible that they would let us run through here?
No. I think what we're about to do is one of us during the commercial break is going to get to make that dash. We both have critical mass situations going on.
Yeah.
We're going to go rock, paper, scissors right now. Winner gets to go. Loser has to wait till next commercial break. Okay?
All right. Let me just stand up and get ready to move.
Those of you watching on camera can watch this critical rock, paper, scissors. You ready to go, my friend?
Yeah.
So it's 1, 2, 3, shoot, correct?
Yeah.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Scissors of Doug cuts Gator's paper. I will be back, hopefully in time for the next segment. In the meantime, the mad dash is on.
Where are you going to run to? You're going there?
Yeah, I'm going there.
Because I was
going
to try around the corner. But
were you?
Yeah.
Well, you
no,
got
no, you go ahead. Go right. for it. Do what you got to do.
All right. We'll see if I make it back before the end of the commercial
Let's
break.
Let's hope.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.